It's about to step up its war on fags. It's going to set a target of getting everyone to quit within about 10 years' time. This morning we're asking, will it work? Can it work? Can everyone be persuaded to stub it out or switch to e-cigs? Can the last smoker in Britain be stubbing out their final cigarette by 2030? Smokers and ex-smokers, I want to hear from you. Have you quit? What advice can you give? How did you do it?
Across Cambridgeshire.
Weekdays from 9.
Man in the Morning with Chris Mann.
On BBC Radio Cambridgeshire.
So do you think the government can get everyone to quit smoking within 10 years? A crackdown to eliminate smoking from Britain by the year 2030 is being planned by the government. The Health Secretary, the MP for Newmarket, Matt Hancock, will apparently unveil the plans this very week. A reporter Ian Child has got more on the story.
According to documents leaked to the Daily newspaper, the plans include placing quit leaflets into all cigarette packets. They also suggest tobacco companies will be made to cover the cost of helping people to give up smoking rather than health providers. Black market cigarettes will also be targeted. Details of this new initiative are contained in a green paper and are expected to be announced in Parliament by the Health Secretary later this week. It will reportedly warn that there's still much to do to convert the 15% of adults who are not 100% smoke-free to finish the job. Earlier, I spoke to local GP James Morrow from the Grantham Medical Practice and got his views on the proposed plans.
We know that smoking is one of the worst possible things you can do for your own health, and that by and large a smoke-free population will be a healthier population, reduce risks of heart attacks, of strokes, vascular disease, erectile dysfunction for men. All of those are related to smoking, and if more we can do to reduce smoking, the better it is at a population level.
Is the year 2030 a likely target to get the UK completely smoke-free?
I think it's a laudable ambition, but we also have to balance the public health benefits of not having smoking with individual rights and ability to make decisions. That smoking remains a legal activity, and I think it's incumbent on us to let people know just how hazardous it is, how dangerous it is to smoke, not just for the individual, but their families, unborn children, those exposed to secondhand smoke. But ultimately, it does boil down at present to personal choice. And unless the government's planning to make it illegal to smoke in the UK, I think there's an ambition to be entirely smoke-free by 2030, while it's a nice ambition, is unlikely to be realised in reality. We need to provide the right support to enable them to stop. And for those who have stopped, we need some form of congratulation to say, look, well done, you've beaten a very addictive drug in a way that's going to benefit you, your family, your neighbours, and those people who might otherwise have been exposed to your secondhand smoke.
Smoking remains the UK's biggest preventable cause of cancer. The latest figures from NHS Digital show that around 5.9 million people smoked cigarettes in 2018. However, that's down from almost 8 million in 2011.
That's Ian Child, our reporter there, introducing today's story. So what are the tobacco companies? What's their part in all of this? One of the biggest is Philip Morris. And earlier I spoke to their external affairs director, Mark McGregor.
This is Chris Mann.
Mark, tell us, this idea of everyone quitting smoking within about 10 years' time, the government encouraged them to, what do you think of that? Is that achievable?
I think it can be. We actually did some work last year predicting when smoking might end, and those figures showed that we might get to... The government's figures is actually 5% smoking rate is what they call smoke-free, and that prediction showed it's possible by the mid-2030s. But it's not going to happen by magic. You know, you can't just wish smokers away. And one of the reasons we did this research was to look at the parts of the country where smoking rates are highest and where presumably the most resources should then be devoted.
Tell me, are you a smoker yourself?
No, I've never smoked.
No, is that because you know how bad it is for you?
Yeah, I think smoking is incredibly bad for your health. I think the efforts of public health and others over the years have been hugely successful in persuading people that smoking is extremely damaging to your health. 15% of the population as a whole continue to smoke, and we have to find a way of either persuading them to quit or to switch to a less harmful alternative.
I suppose if you stopped making cigarettes, they wouldn't be there for people to buy.
Yeah, that's right. And that's exactly what our plan is. We've made a commitment, just as the government's made its own commitment, we've made our own commitment to going smoke-free. But if we just closed up shop, who would invest the money in developing the alternatives? You know, we've spent something like £4 billion over the last decade investing in e-cigarettes and a new product called heated tobacco. And all of these products are designed to help smokers, the ones who can't quit, because that's always the best option, to help smokers to get off the most harmful form of consuming nicotine.
But why don't you just stop making cigarettes? Why don't you stop using tobacco?
That's what we're trying to do.
But why don't you just do it now?
As I said, if we stopped tomorrow, where would the resources come to invest in alternatives? And the second is, I'm not really into just sort of gestures. If we stopped selling, somebody else would sell cigarettes. So what we've decided to do is devote our resources to trying to help smokers to switch from cigarettes to alternatives. One of the things, just
by resources, you mean the money you've made from selling tobacco over?
Exactly. Exactly. Spending those profits, spending those profits, and investing that in alternatives. One of the things that we suggested the government, and it looks as if they might take up, is allowing us to put inserts directly into our cigarette packs, giving smokers the information about alternatives. Because one of the saddest things is that half of smokers, and these are ASHES figures, half of smokers don't realise that alternatives are less harmful than cigarettes.
Some people might find it odd that you're sort of coming across as the good guys trying to get people off tobacco when it's you who's been making and selling the tobacco all these years.
Couldn't agree more. We are making this change because it's, of course, it's right for society, but it's also right for our business. We believe that there will be a future where large numbers of people continue to use products like e-cigarettes and heated tobacco. And our aim is to try and get out of cigarettes as fast and as quickly as possible.
So 10 years realistic?
I think so. Government sets all sorts of targets and deadlines, don't they? And sometimes they're unachievable. I think with the right effort, both from government, from local authorities, from GPs and pharmacists, and yes, from tobacco companies, we can actually hit that target.
And those alternatives you mentioned, can we be absolutely sure that these are safe?
They are not safe. I mean, that's the important distinction. No one pretends that they are the safest option. That can only be achieved by quitting cigarettes altogether. But actually, as Public Health England says, e-cigarettes are 95% less harmful than smoking. Now, of course, we don't know the long-term impact of e-cigarettes, and that's why you do have to be cautious. But the one thing we know is that they are going to be much less dangerous than smoking.
Across Cambridgeshire.
BBC Radio Cambridgeshire.
That's Mark McGregor. I'll give you the numbers and details on how to react in just a moment or two. But first of all, let's chop and running in our talkie till 10 this morning, trying to work out whether the government's target of everybody, every person in Britain, stubbing out fags by 2030 is one that's achievable. I want to hear from you. Have you quit? What advice can you give? How did you do it? And if you are one of those still hooked, do you think you can give up? Do you even want to? 08000 85 95 96 is the telephone number. 81333 on the text. Start your message with the word CAM, C-A-M. You can email me, chris.mann@bbc.co.uk. And Francis emails, I've not had a cigarette in my mouth for 43 years. I gave up smoking because I was going into hospital and I was not allowed to smoke for 4 days before the operation, so I just never bothered buying them. Now I cannot bear to be near people who smoke. I used to get through 200 cigarettes a week, says Francis. Thanks for that, Francis. John has emailed. He says, used to smoke 50 to 80, brackets on weekends, in the pub. Every third word was a cough and a splutter, choking sometimes, so I stopped immediately with a couple of short relapses. Finished for 37 years. And John finishes with the words, you can do it.
Across Cambridgeshire,
from Whittlesea to Haverhill,
from Huntingdon to Newmarket,
this is BBC Radio Cambridgeshire.
Tell us your experiences Have you given up? How did you do it? And what about this target of everybody, I mean, the entire population giving up by 2030, within 10 years? How many people left in Britain smoking? Let me just check the stat. I think it was 7 million, 15% of the population still smokes. That's the adult population. Can everyone stub it out by 2030? What do you think? 0800 85 95 96. And what would help achieve that? It's all part of this government campaign. It's going to be announced later in the week. They're going to put leaflets inside every cigarette packet, encouraging smokers to quit or switch to electronic cigarettes. So do you think smokers you know could just give up within 10 years? Let's bring in, first of all, Simon Clark from the Cambridgeshire-based pro-smoking group Forest. Morning, Simon.
Morning, Chris. Pro-choice, not pro-smoking.
I beg your pardon, but it's the same thing, isn't it, for you?
Completely different. Promoted smoking. It's a matter of adult choice.
Okay, so the pro-choice to smoke, does that work for you?
It does, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Adults should be allowed to choose whether or not they wish to smoke without being harassed and harangued all the time.
Or polluting others?
Well, these days, non-smokers are fairly rarely exposed to other people's tobacco smoke, unless you live with a smoker. Most of the time, you're not exposed to tobacco smoke at all.
Unless you're walking out through a doorway where people are smoking in it. But let's not get bogged down in that, Simon. But it does irritate people when they're going out and there's a cloud of smoke. Anyway, the government's target of 2030, is that achievable, Simon?
Well, it's only achievable if you bring in such draconian measures. You're not far short of prohibition. Because the reality is, as you said earlier, there's still 7 million people who smoke in this country. And although smoking rates continue to fall, we're getting down now to the hardcore, the people who are pretty committed smokers, and they smoke because they enjoy it. And our view is that if people enjoy smoking, they shouldn't be forced to quit or switch. I mean, we're huge fans of some of the new products that are on the market, like e-cigarettes and heat-not-burn products.
Yeah.
Because the great thing about these products is that on current evidence, they are clearly there's a significantly reduced risk from smoking tobacco. And they give people choice. And the great thing about them is that they empower smokers. Smokers who want to quit feel that they are making that decision themselves, and they're not being forced to quit. They're moving to something that's equally pleasurable. So for all those reasons, that's a good thing. But there are still many smokers who've tried vaping, and they don't enjoy it.
Okay, Simon, stay with me. Deborah Arnott's also here. Morning, Deborah.
Good morning.
Chief Executive of the public health charity Action on Smoking and Health. So let's talk first of all about that target the government's going to set 10 years or so. Nobody left smoking tobacco in this country. Is that achievable?
I think it is.
Hello? Oh, I think we just lost Deborah there. Are you still there, Deborah? We'll try and get her back. Apologies to everybody for that. So listen, Simon, you and I'll chat while we get Deborah back. All right. Remind people, Forrest, who finances it?
We've been going since 1979. This is our 40th year. And we're funded by tobacco companies. Don't have any issue with that at all. I think it's quite reasonable that tobacco companies would fund an organisation that represents smokers who don't want to quit.
I'm just interested in the irony that we've just had somebody from Philip Morris saying, yes, we want to get everyone to quit, but at the same time they're financing, presumably
get money from Philip Morris.
Okay. But other tobacco companies, while saying we want people to give up, are actually also financing your organisation. Is that right?
Well, the companies who do donate money to us, they take the view that with the new products, such as e-cigarettes, they are extending choice to the consumer. And I think that's a perfectly reasonable position to take. I think with Philip Morris, they're running a number of anti-smoking campaigns at the moment, which I do find a bit hypocritical, because they're basically saying to a lot of their consumers, you're stupid to smoke. And the reality is that everybody knows about the health risks of smoking, and people make an informed choice to smoke based on the fact that it brings them a lot of pleasure and they enjoy doing it. And
right, we've made that point already. Thank you for that, though. Let's bring Deborah back. She's on the line again now. Hello, Deborah.
Yes, I'm on my mobile. Sorry about that. We got cut off immediately, didn't we?
Don't you love technology? The public health charity Action on Smoking, and you were smoking and health, and you were just interrupted there. So 2030, is it a target we can meet?
I think it is. We're seeing almost, you know, the lowest number ever of young people taking up smoking ever recorded, and fewer smokers than ever recorded at adult level. What I want to say, though, is that Fun Clark is a hypocrite. He's a non-smoker. His organisation, the Freedom Organisation for the Right to Enjoy Smoking Tobacco, is funded almost entirely by the tobacco industry, not by Philip Morris, which is why he will attack them. I tried to get him to encourage him and his organisation, if it was about the rights of smokers, to support alternative products. It was only when the companies that fund his organisation started to produce these products that he started to say anything about it. So, you know, I just think you can't really listen to anything he has to say.
Okay. We have to listen to what he has to say, because he's got a right to defend himself. Simon, you're being called a hypocrite here by Deborah.
Yes, I know. Pot calling kettle black, I would have to say. I mean, I've been writing about e-cigarettes on my blog since 2010. And Deborah only really started getting interest in the subject a few years later. In fact, when she first started talking about e-cigarettes, she was very cautious about them. And again, it's only because she's seen that the way that the world is going, that's something she's become very enthusiastic about them. But Deborah only sees these cigarettes as a smoking cessation tool. Her long-term goal is not a smoke-free world, but a nicotine-free world. And she won't accept that e-cigarettes have to be seen as a recreational product, something that people enjoy using.
Well, I don't want to get bogged down in a personal spat here, but Deborah, do you think that this is that your objective, the nicotine-free
no,
world?
No, it's not. We see e-cigarettes as an alternative for smokers who can't quit. And while some can, and you told the story of a man who quit 43 years ago, and that's great, for many they can't. And I spend a lot of time talking to vapors. I met someone the other day who said that she'd smoked for 40 years, but two or three years ago, she tried e-cigarettes, and for the first time, she was able to stop. And she's still vaping, and that's fine, because she's not going back to smoking.
I'm surely not the only person who is noticing that Philip Morris and others are getting behind a campaign to help people give up tobacco, but pointing them towards their other new products. Isn't this them just about recycling their consumers into the next product that they have, Deborah?
Well, yes. I mean, I think they want them to use their products because they want to carry on making their vast profits. So the IQOS, which is the Philip Morris product, is designed to be a proprietary product, which is quite expensive to use. They've cut the price recently, but it's nowhere near as cheap as vaping. I mean, I had a member of staff who was a heavy smoker. He smoked roll-ups. It was costing him £5 a day. He tried vaping, didn't think it hadn't worked for him. So when IQOS came on the market, I thought, well, it'd be interesting to see whether it really works. So I suggested he try it. He did. He switched, and it was costing him over £10 a day. So after a month, he was complaining about this, and he was likely to go back to smoking. He tried e-cigarettes, it was costing him only just over £1 a day after he'd bought the device, which was £25 compared to £75 for an IQOS.
Well, I suppose this is all relevant into the whole task of getting everyone to quit smoking, because I'm sure health would be one of the things in people's minds, but cost as well. So,
and our surveys show the main reason why people try vaping is to quit smoking or prevent relapse, but then the third main reason is price, because it's cheaper than smoking.
So that question of, do you think the government can get everyone to quit smoking within 10 years, Deborah, yes or no?
Yes, but they need to do more, and they need to make the tobacco industry pay for things like public education campaigns to help encourage young people not to start and adult smokers to stop, and that includes switching to e-cigarettes.
Simon Clark, same question.
No, I don't think it's going to be possible to stop people smoking by 2030, because a lot of people enjoy smoking, they don't wish to quit, and they certainly won't be forced to quit by people like Deborah nagging them all the time.
Thank you both for being here. That's Simon Clark from Forest and Deborah Arnott, I'm guessing not on his Christmas card list, Chief Executive of the public health charity Action on Smoking and Health. 0800 85 95 96. Who do you agree with? Is it possible to get everyone to quit smoking within 10 years by 2030? Call me now.
Hurts when there's nothing but a slow